This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Early Wednesday morning, the Artemis rocket, NASA's new 322-foot-tall moon rocket, roared off its launch pad with a few mannequins, but no live astronauts strapped into a crew capsule. This white bell-shaped capsule, called Orion, has embarked on a 25-day test flight that will take it around the moon and back. The approximately 1.2 million-mile trip will bring NASA one step closer to achieving its goal of returning humans to the lunar surface. The Orion capsule will orbit the moon, coming within about 80 miles of its surface. Its maximum distance from the Earth will be 268,000 miles, surpassing a record set by NASA's Apollo 13 mission in 1970. If all goes well, the capsule will return to Earth faster and hotter than any human-rated spacecraft ever. It will splash down in the Pacific Ocean on December 11th off the coast of San Diego, California. And in just a couple of years, this massive rocket and the capsule could be blasting off with people on board. The space agency has named its lunar program Artemis after the twin sister of Apollo and hopes to reclaim some of the glory of its Apollo-era moon landings. NASA's last Apollo mission to the moon happened nearly a half century ago in December of 1972 when the venerable Saturn V rocket thundered up from the Florida launch site. A Montana State District Court judge has restricted Montana's wolf hunting and trapping regulations pending a hearing later this month. Lewis and Clark County District Court Judge Christopher Abbott issued a temporary restraining order setting parts of Montana's wolf regulations back to those in place in 2020, but stopped short of agreeing with two environmental groups seeking a complete halt to hunting and trapping wolves in the state. The judge's order, effective Tuesday, stops the use of snares to trap wolves and reduces the maximum bag limit from 20 wolves per hunter or trapper down to 5 wolves. The order also restores wolf management units and lower quotas adjacent to Yellowstone and Glacier National Park. Hunting and trapping of wolves near Yellowstone garnered international attention in the wolf hunting and trapping season that followed, as a larger number of Yellowstone wolves, including an entire wolf pack, were killed. And Montana's Republican Governor Greg Gianforte even shot a wolf that a rich landowner had trapped on land just outside Yellowstone National Park. Wild Earth Guardians and Project Coyote filed the lawsuit in late October against Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission. The groups asked for a temporary restraining order last week while the case is decided. The groups claim that the state has failed to timely review its 2002 wolf management plan, meaning that subsequent regulations based on that plan fall short of state law. The lawsuit alleges that killing wolves that venture outside national parks disrupts management of park wolves, causing a conflict with federal law. Laws passed in 2021 by the Republican-majority Montana legislature and subsequent regulations that direct more killing of Montana's wolf population violate a legal principle called the public trust doctrine, which dictates that the state manages wildlife for the benefit of the public, the lawsuit claims. In 2021, the legislature and the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission adopted a variety of new laws and regulations aimed at killing more Montana wolves, including the use of snares, night hunting, pursuit of wolves with dogs, extended hunting seasons, higher bag limits, and the removal of quotas near national parks. This year, the commission adopted a quota of 6 wolves for the 2 wolf hunting units, now combined into 1, near Yellowstone National Park. Judge Abbott's order restores the old units and lower quotas, meaning the 1 wolf killed this year in Unit 313 has closed the season, while the restraining order remains in place. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.